It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt. With a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, good, what is it, Wednesday morning? Man, oh man, time is flying. Fifth day of December 2018, as Benny just said there in the pre-queue, this is the day all the stuff's supposed to come down. I said, I don't know if it's going to or not because of Poppy Bush dying. You know, they called him Poppy Bush because of the poppies. Let that sink in. The poppies in Afghanistan, the drug trade. Yeah, we don't want to believe all that stuff. I know. I want you to know up front today. Today's show is going to be somewhat. I'm gonna dig into some why truth matters. I'm gonna dig into stuff today of why truth matters. Yeah, David said no mail today. No mail today because George Bush died. No mail. I'm going to dig into some truth here listen, folks. Truth matters. Not just biblical truth. Truth matters. Everywhere you go, truth matters. By the way, everywhere truth appears, Christ is in the center of it. Why? Because he is the truth. We've secularized truth, religiousized truth being Jesus and his word. No. There's truth outside the Word of God. I'm going to dive into some of that today. And then I want to say this, a couple things I got to cover here real quick. If I just do, the Holy Spirit is unbelievable. I think the last 8 or 10 shows we've had have been so unbelievably deep. I just want to give credit to the Lord because I don't even know where it comes from, to be honest with you. When I get like yesterday, you know, I got my walk in yesterday, and I don't do this every day. I replayed yesterday's show. I thought, oh my goodness, the truth that comes out of that show is amazing. It's amazing. And the multitude of many counselors is great wisdom. And I was saying to myself this morning, I says, what? I don't want you to think it's pressure. I get up every morning and I have to put on a show, and I have to put on a show that is relevant and entertaining. I don't have to. That's what I strive to do. And as I said the other day, I don't really feel much pressure doing it because the Holy Spirit always shows up. What is it? I just want to stop here a second. The Holy Spirit just nudged me when I came down the steps. What is it that keeps you guys coming back? Now, listen. I don't want you to say, oh, Coach, you're just the greatest teacher that I've ever. I don't want to hear that. What is it that makes you guys get up every morning? There's 30 of us, probably more. There's 30 in the queue. We don't know how many are listening. And we don't know when people are listening. What is it about this show that makes you get up and turn this thing on? Some of your Denny's getting up. It's what, 5 o'clock out there or something like that, or 6 o'clock. Some guys are getting up. It's 4 o'clock. What? Somebody help me out here. What's going on?
Coach, it's for me, it's truth. Right. I mean, you just don't find, I think to find the truth, you have to really, like scripture teaches us, you really have to search for it. And I think there's an extremely high level of truth that the men on the huddle are seeking. So for me, it's just, it's truth.
It's hard to sneak lies past this crew, isn't it? Be honest, it's hard to get by with a lie in this group. Somebody else.
Yeah, Coach, so, you deal with reality. That's what it is. Yeah, you don't gloss over stuff. Yeah, the talking about things that don't concern our lives.
Mm-hmm. You know? Amen.
Hey, I also think, too, you allow us to have an opinion about something. We're not like church where you sit there and listen and then that's it. They don't, you know, you give us an opportunity to speak, an opportunity, and we learn things.
Amen.
I mean,
Amen.
Iron sharpens iron.
Not only that, Paul, you teach others. But some of the revelations others come up in this queue is amazing. Yeah, Chris.
I think it's your honesty, Coach.
fact that you're willing to be honest about your views sometimes, you know, that sparks a little controversy, but that convicts people. And I appreciate that.
You know, Chris, I don't always think I'm right. Let's be honest with you. Let's be good. See, when you disagree with me, it's because you think you're right. Right? So people say, ah, Coach, he always thinks he's right. Well, don't most of us? Most people hold opinions. Don't they think they're right? I think we all do. Anybody else?
Genuine sincerity and conviction.
Conviction. Amen. Roger.
My two cents is worth 2 cents here.
That's right. It is.
For me, it's the Bible. I love you, Dave, but I enjoy reading the Bible with other men that share my political thoughts, my cultural thoughts. For me, it helps me get into God's word regularly.
I think that's the deep thing in most guys' life. Maybe they don't even realize it. We're in the word every day here, every day. Yeah.
Yes.
We just don't read some scriptures. We dive a little, as Mark Trump would say, we go a little bit deeper in that data.
Yes. Yes.
Well, Dave, I was going to say that I think it's the format of how it is. I think, you know, you're able to bring it together and then everybody can have an input and say something. And it's like, it's like basically a big brigade meeting every morning.
Amen.
And, you know, when you have the Bible study, everybody's like, hold on, I got a point on that or whatever. And that's what I think is very unique about it.
What I hope at the end of the day, not that you agree with me, but that you've been motivated to think, right? You don't have to agree with me. I don't even agree with me sometimes. My wife doesn't even agree with me. So it's not about agreement, but it's about a common Rush Limbaugh pursuit. Came up with a phrase, a relentless pursuit of the truth. And that's really, to me, that's what it's about. I just, if it's not true, I don't want to believe it. Come on, I'm not so tied to my beliefs that I have to believe that. But, you know, at the same time, I think that's one of the hardest things people have dealing with this show is because they are tied to a set of truth and a set of beliefs. Maybe some are a rapture believer and really strong rapture believers. Well, you can't listen to this show every day and feel comfortable believing that. I mean, maybe some of you are, when we start talking about heaven and hell and death and where you go when you die, they begin to, when the show's over, you think, God, you know, I never thought about that. Maybe I need to rethink that. Or to me, when you lose that spiritual, intellectual curiosity, they might as well stick you in a box. Because the day's coming when we're going to know. We're all going to know, right? I would kind of like to know a lot of these things now. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Now, understand this. It didn't say my people are destroyed for a lack of biblical knowledge. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge, period. That's what I want to dive into here today. Bring some things to the table that maybe you haven't thought about. We got 14 of us last check. We're heading to Panama City Sunday, flying out Sunday. Most of us going to be down there Sunday all week, leaving on Friday. 14 of us. Now, I'm just going to make this appeal. I know it's Christmas time. Everybody, yada, yada, buying stuff and all that. It's going to cost about $100 per person per week. That's pretty cheap, really. And I like to help them maybe with their travel expenses, gas money, that kind of stuff. So if you, you know, somebody say, yeah, I send you $1,400 to help keep these guys down on the ground. Somebody says, yeah, I'll throw 100 of that in, or I'll throw 50 of that in, or whatever. And then as to kind of go along with that, it is Christmas time. You could help pass the salt out a little bit. I got all kinds of stuff. Send us a donation. Buy your husband a hat, this hat or this hat. Or buy him this hat. Buy him one. Don't buy him a Trump hat. Buy him one of these hats. You send us a donation, and we'll give you a hat. Honored to give you a hat. Or can send you a Truth Sounds Like Hate shirt. You guys know what they look like. Buy somebody you love. Help support us. Buy him a Truth Sounds Like Hate shirt with all this stuff on the back of it. That kills two birds with one stone. It helps support us. And give somebody a shirt. Then we also have the other shirt I have over here. The like Alex Jones. The Protect the Flock with a Glock shirt. We have all this stuff. You send us any kind of donation and we'll send it to you. Listen, if you do say, hey, Coach, I would like to have one of those shirts, just tell me the size. Tell me which one you need and the size when you make the donation. If you send us a check, you can do that. Say, these sizes, we'll stick them in the mail to you.
I got these. I got the Jesus visors. We got all kinds of little stuff that we could send out to people. And I think they make, I don't know, I think they make good Christmas gifts. So help us be Walmart here, okay? Help us bless other people. And
can we get those in the Hawkeye black and gold?
how about this one, Denny? This is close. That's my cheesehead hat Rob Pugh made. That's about the best I can do. Hawkeye, no. Here, this one looks like it's, Denny, I'll get you this one. This looks a little bit like cow poop. You could wear, maybe I get you that one. That would fit Iowa, wouldn't it? Get you that one. So help us out here, folks, if you can. Appreciate it all. And again, we're excited because we do have 14 of us that are going to go down there and fall up a bunch of trees and do a lot of that kind of stuff. We would appreciate your support. Second John 2. Folks, I'm going to do a little bit of scripture today, but then I'm going to dive into some things about truth. Ultimately, well, just stay with me. We'll get there, okay? I love my wife. She got up this morning. She started reading this to me. First, Second John. It's one page. Second John. Roger's probably never read Second John. It's one page. It's half of a page. In fact, in my King James Bible, I picked up Second John. There it is. Half of a page. Look, there's the third epistle of John. It's good. It's one page. Second John, First John, God, 1 John 3:8, right? For this purpose was the Son of God manifest, might annihilate the works of the devil. Well, John's second letter is one page. That's the kind of letter I write, short to the point. But I want us to go there today because thank God for my wife. Man, she just. He always sharpens me. And I'm heading somewhere with this, okay? Let me be a good teacher. Good teacher does this. At the beginning of the class, he tells you what he's going to tell you. Then he tells you. And then he tells you what he told you. When you write a paper, that's how you write a paper. You tell people what you're going to tell them. And you tell them. And then you tell them what you just told them. Summary, right? Introduction, body of the letter, and then summary. This is what First John. So I'm going to, here we go. Jared, verse 1. Let's just start Second John, verse 1. Not very long. It's 13 verses. It won't kill us. The elder unto the elect lady and her children whom I love. There it is, Roger. In the truth. Doesn't say biblical truth. The elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth. And not only I, but also all they that have known, what? The truth. For the truth's sake. They know the truth just for the sake of truth. Truth is key and critical to everything. For the truth's sake, which dwells in us. Once you get a hold of truth, you're not going to let it go. And shall be forever, shall be with us forever. Truth shall know the truth, and the truth, if you know it, shall make you free. Grace be with you, mercy and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. There it is again. I rejoice greatly that I found of thy children walking in, there it is again, walking what? In truth. It doesn't have to be biblical truth. It's truth. I don't know if David Arthur in here today. Dave, I love that. David's always in here. Probably. Yeah, he's in here. Hey, David, what's the truth? You're not born homosexual. Everybody's born heterosexual. That's truth, right? It's not biblical. Let's just walk in the truth here. You understand how many lies are around us and the crap they're pouring down our throat because we're not standing on any truth? So I greatly rejoice that I found your children walking in the truth as we have received a commandment from the Father. And now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto you, but that which we had from the beginning and that we love one another. Right? And this is love. This is love, Roger. This is love. That we walk after his commandments. folks, not that we love people. That's not love. Not that we accept people, not that we tolerate people. This is love, that we walk after his commandment. And this is the commandment that, as you have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it. What? Love and truth are the same. For many deceivers have, oh my goodness. How many? Many. Many what? Deceivers. They've entered into the world. And they confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. There it is, boys. I'm going to tell you, boy, am I going to make this? Okay, I'll say it. Thank you, Lord. I'll say it. The Zionists confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. They're deceivers and an antichrist. Anybody read that differently than me? The Muslims who confess not that Jesus Christ come in the flesh are deceivers and an antichrist. Anybody disagree with any of that? Trying to keep a level playing field. So look to yourselves, that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ, he doesn't have God. And he that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he has both Father and the Son. So if you don't have the Son, you don't have God. Jesus said, I am the truth. You don't have the truth. If you are not walking in the truth, I don't care what it's about. If you are not walking in the truth, boys and girls, God is not in the midst of it. Ponder that a second. I'm not talking about biblical truth. Any kind of truth that you are not walking in, God is not in it. God is, Jesus is truth.
Amen, brother.
And so if you're walking in truth, you are connected to God in that aspect of it. As soon as you walk outside of it, you're no longer connected to God. Read that again. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ has not God. If you don't have God, you don't have Christ. The Jews don't have God, they don't have Christ. The Muslims don't have God, they don't have Christ. The atheists don't have God, they don't have Christ. And he that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both Father and Son. If there come unto you any, and bring not this doctrine. If somebody comes to you and they don't bring to you the doctrine of Christ, hey, Raj, don't even receive him into your house. Think what we do in our churches, huh?
Oh, come on. This is just Apostle John.
That's right. What's he know, huh?
What does he know? Oh, he wrote the book of Revelation. Oh, wow.
Well, if he was around here today, he wouldn't be feeling that way. He just was living. He was writing in his time. So if somebody comes to you and doesn't bring this doctrine of Christ, don't even receive him in your house. And certainly don't say, God bless you, brother. Boy, this is deep, isn't it? For he that biddeth him Godspeed is a partaker of his evil deeds. If you say to the lost, God bless you, having many things to write unto you, I would not write with pen or ink, but I trust to come unto you and speak face to face, that our joy may be full. We had a discussion, folks, before we went online, of joy. Somebody said, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Our joy will be fulfilled. And we went to Webster's and looked at that. Number four, joy is a glorious and triumphant state. It can be a state of happiness and giddiness, the joy of the Lord. That's not what it means, though. No matter whatever situation you are in a glorious and triumphant state. You are victorious through Christ. That's what joy is. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. Do you think it was fun? Oh, yeah, I get to go to the cross. Woohoo, that's going to be fun. Woohoo! No. For the glorious and triumphant state. For what was going to happen as an end result of him, that joy was set before him. Right? The joy of the Lord is our strength. We know what is set before us is going to be something unbelievable. Okay? So, to tie this together here, truth is imperative. It's imperative. If you don't have truth in every area of your life, God is not in there. Would somebody disagree with that? Does anybody out there think I'm overstepping, or am I expanding that more than it is? You remove truth, you remove Christ. Christ is truth. Anybody disagree with that, or anybody want to comment upon that?
That's exactly it, brother. That's what's happened to these churches. They don't adhere to truth, and you see what's happened.
But Vinny, it's worse than that. That's what's happened to science. That's what's happened to education. Amen. That's what's happened the media. There's no truth in it, right? Because there's no, or how is it backwards? Because there is no Jesus, there is no truth. Can you have truth if Jesus is truth? Can you have truth without Christ? And is there truth apart from Christ? Bill Bobby?
Yeah, I always called it standard of behavior back when I was going into homes and dealing with people just not too long ago. Standards of behavior. They looked at me like I was crazy when I just used my own phrase. So you can call it Jesus standards of behavior. So we're so falling away, be it the church falling away or the people falling away, that there's no grasping of controlling oneself or standards of behavior at all. So they just have that blank, moronic looking stare.
Everybody does whatever they was right in their own eyes, right? So let me. I think the Holy Spirit set this up good. Jared, go to that's the ticket. That's the ticket. And you ask me if this isn't, even though it's a caricature or sarcasm, or can't still think of the right word. You tell me this is not the average American, certainly the average politician, but you tell me this is not the average Christian that you come in contact with. Gullible, trapped in lies, unable to speak the truth. John Lovitz, that's the ticket. You remember him, right? Go ahead and play that, Jared.
That's a very good point, Dr. Ruth. Let's see, I think we have another question right there.
Hello, my name is Tommy Flanagan, and I'm a member of Pathological Liars Anonymous. Yeah. In fact, I'm the founder of that organization. Yeah, that's it. And I have a sexual problem. Yeah, yeah. Women, I mean, babes just can't get enough of me. Yeah.
And that's a problem for you?
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. Yeah. See, beautiful women are all over me 24 hours a day. Yeah. Nights, too. Yeah. See, it all started when I was living in Kentucky, in Nebraska. China. Yeah. Yeah. Women love me in China. In fact, that's why I had to leave. Yeah, I was causing the population explosion. Yeah, that's it. Why do you think people always say the Chinese all look alike? Because they all look like me. Yeah. Yeah, that's the ticket. Yeah. So then I moved, you see, to Hollywood. And, well, that's where I met my wife, Morgan Fairchild. Yeah. And I got other wives there, too. Yeah, Meryl Streep and Terry Garr and the young Elizabeth Taylor. Yeah. So, you see, I was thinking of becoming a Mormon so I wouldn't go to jail. And then I remembered that I was a Mormon. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. In fact, I'm the president. I'm the lead singer in the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. And they all want to marry me, too. Yeah, that's the ticket.
You know, Tommy, if what you say is
that's
true...
That's the ticket. Okay, what? Jared. Is that it? Is that modern America? I mean, this is back, what? This is 15, 18, 20 years ago, and this is America, isn't it? Just say whatever you want, and whatever anybody says to you, just kind of accept it. Yeah, that's the ticket. That's the ticket. That's become the standard in America. Why? Because we don't love the truth. Evil men, what does it say? For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus is the Christ. All right. So bear with me here, Jared. Let's go. I'm going somewhere. Promise you. Tell him what you're going to tell him. Tell him what you told him. Here's what I want you to see. When this is done, the importance of truth outside of biblical truth. Just truth. Just truth. Apart from the Bible. See, you can know truth and not be a Christian. Now, you may not know biblical truth. You may not understand the depths of spiritual truth, but you know truth outside of the Bible. However, there is no truth outside of Christ. Oh! Where's Trump? Where's Mark Trump? That is so deep. There is no truth outside. That's why it says in Romans 1 that we're plainly see. We're without excuse. There is no truth outside of Christ. None. There is none. Jared, let's do the red pill thing. This is from The Matrix. Some of you have seen it. Some of you haven't. And that's what, that's the great battle that most of us are fighting against, is when somebody, just the understanding of the truth and the fact that we've been told so many things that just are not true, that our entire governmental system is based on lies. And for those of you who haven't seen, we talk about red pill, blue pill. Here's the genesis of it in the Matrix. Go ahead, Jared.
Let me give you one piece of advice. Be honest. He knows more than you can imagine.
At last. Welcome, Neo. As you no doubt have guessed, I am Morpheus.
It's an honor to meet you.
No. The honor is mine. Please, come, sit. I imagine that right now you're feeling a bit like Alice, tumbling down the rabbit hole,
You could say that.
I can see it in your eyes. You have the look of a man who accepts what he sees because he is expecting to wake up. Ironically, this is not far from the truth. Do you believe in fate, Neo?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't like the idea that I'm not in control of my life.
I know exactly what you mean. Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there, like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad. It is this feeling that has brought you to me. Do you know what I'm talking about?
The Matrix.
Do you want to know what it is? The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room. You can see it when you look out your window or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work, when you go to church, when you pay your taxes. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
What truth?
That you are a slave, Neo. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage, born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind. Unfortunately, no one can be told what the Matrix is. You have to see it for yourself. This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill, the story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
It is. All I'm offering is the truth. Nothing else. Nothing else.
Hey, Coach.
Yes, sir.
They told us what the Matrix is. The Matrix is television. It's movies. It's exactly what we saw. The thing is that you don't think about it because you said, well, they're telling you that the Matrix is. So you believe that the truth is that Matrix that's telling you, but it's a lie.
It's programming. It's programming, Ben. It's programming of all types, right? Can I tell you something, folks? Listen, I hate to tell you this. You're being programmed in your church. You're being programmed in your... We just read this in John, did we not? For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. Hey, boys, who is Jesus? When Jesus identified himself, how did he identify himself? As the truth. Now, you think about where you go to church or where you grew up in church. Was it always the truth or somebody's version of it? Somebody's interpretation of the church, of the truth. How do you think we got to the point in America where you are accepting homosexuality in the church? Go ahead, Roger.
Well, I was just going to say, because of God using man, there's going to be a filter that comes through a man, a pastor, and there's going to be error because he's not truth. He's trying to receive truth, is he not?
Mm-hmm. That's right. He's trying to receive it, yes. But he can only give you truth that he has, Roger. You muted yourself. I don't know if you did it on purpose. You can't deliver truth you don't have, right? That's why I love this. I love what we do here. Because, you know, a lot of times when the show's over, I scratch my head and say, oh, my goodness, where'd that come? But I know, as they just said to Keanu Reeves, you know it. You feel it. You feel it. You know something's wrong. There's something wrong in church, boys. There's something wrong in church. I feel it. I don't know what it is, but there's something wrong. And what is it? True.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
You know, I know for me and my journey down that rabbit hole, and boy, it does get deeper. The deeper you go, the deeper it gets. But it seems like no one person, no one church, no one pastor has all the answers. When you're seeking the truth and you go down that rabbit hole, it takes lots of twists and turns. And you find out a little truth here from somebody, a little truth here from someone. I mean, it's something that the blue pill people never get it because they're thinking they're getting it all in one place. And Coach, I just don't think that's how it happened.
And there's no intellectual curiosity. But it's not that you're not being told the truth in church. It's being told, what was that? To give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. See, we give the truth, but it's not always the whole truth. And it's not always nothing but the truth. I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And I say we're not getting that in church.
Somebody hey, Coach.
Yep.
Randy, you know what the pill is?
What's that, bud?
The pill is the Holy Spirit.
Amen. 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 Amen.
What did Jesus say? He said, when he comes, he will lead you and guide you into all truth.
That's right. That's the ultimate red pill. That's right.
Coach, the church in the West has pushed the Holy Spirit out of its culture, out of its teaching for about how many years now?
Too many.
That's why we only see the book, which was, that's the incarnate word. We read it. We read it like Mark Trump says, we read it from page to page and not up and down. That's all we've getting, Coach. We've left the Holy Spirit out. We're trying to get it all through the intellect.
Yeah. Once you veer from what's taught in the standard churches and you start reading up and down, start reading deep, you become the oddball. They look at you like you're from Mars.
But yes.
You read for what it says and let the Holy Spirit lead you. Amen. They don't do that.
Hey, right. Coach.
Yes, sir.
I've always used the Matrix as an example, too. Jesus says that we're supposed to store up our treasures and everything in the kingdom of God. He kept preaching the kingdom of God. And I use the Matrix as we all are born here on earth and we all know we're going to die. And we all believe that there's an eternity out there So where is the make-believe? Is it here on Earth, or is it in eternity?
There you are, brother. There it is. Or is where you're living your life, is you think it's true. Is it really true? Is it really true? What would happen to you if you found out tomorrow that your mother had an affair and your dad isn't really your dad? Now, would you want to know that? Would you want to know that? Or would you rather just remain in the blue pill that I'd rather not know about? I'd just go ahead and live all my life like that was my dad, but it really wasn't. Or would you have a desire to know the truth? Jared's got something he wants to see, the red dress scene. I haven't seen it. Go ahead, Jared. Okay. I've still never watched that movie.
The Matrix is a system, Neo. That system is our enemy. When you're inside, you look around, what do you see? Businessmen, teachers, lawyers, carpenters, the very minds of the people we are trying to save. But until we do, these people are still a part of that system, and that makes them our enemy. You have to understand, most of these people are not ready to be unplugged. And many of them are so inert, so hopelessly dependent on the system, that they will fight to protect it. Are you listening to me, Neo? Or were you looking at the woman in the red dress?
I was...
Look again. Who is it?
This isn't the Matrix.
No. It's another training program designed to teach you one thing. If you are not one of us, you are one of them.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Now... I put all this together this morning because I came across an article that can I step outside the Bible? Because when you waver off of truth, who knows where you end up, right? Jared, pull up there. It says All News Pipeline. How President Trump can red pill the masses. 10 ways. Okay, 10 ways President Trump can red pill the masses in America and why it's more important now than ever to prepare for the inevitable, which they say is the end of normalcy. Steve Quayle's been saying that. Normal is a word that we're not, at some point, that word ain't gonna be no normal. And I want you to look at this. I want you to think through this with me. These 10 things that this article says could red pill the masses. Scroll on down, Jared. First one. All the way down. Number one. What would happen in America if they declassified any and all documents tied to geoengineering, weather modification projects, and strategic aerosol injections? What if Donald Trump says, listen, let's just declassify everybody, everything. Let's everybody see what's been going on with weather modification and chemtrails and all that. Let's just declassify everything. And let everybody see what's going on. I'm not going to read down through all this. We'll make this available for you to read it because it's all really good. Then number two thing. Look at this. Go back here. Fred, let's Donald Trump. 2012. Donald Trump said, why is Barack Obama spending millions to try and hide his record? 2012. He is the least transparent president ever. And he ran on transparency, Trump said in June of 2012. So number two, well, how can he help red pill us? How about declassifying any and all documents related to Barack Obama's background? If we're after truth, right? If we are after truth, why is truth hidden from us? You see, this is so critical for us, not just biblically in the world in which we live, in the matrix in which we live, truth is critical. Why do they not tell us the truth? Number three. Declassify the FISA document. This is how Trump can red pill America. Let's just open the books up and let everybody see, right? Declassify it. And again, I'm not going to read down through that because you can do that on your own. It's all very well worth it. Stay right there, Jared. Back up on that picture. 42 government admitted false flags. A government-sponsored stage event blamed on political enemy and used as a pretext to start a war or enact draconian laws in the name of national security. It's psychological warfare against citizens of the same government. It says terrorism is the best political weapon, for nothing drives people harder than fear. Isn't it amazing we talked about fear yesterday? Huh? And the enemy is full of fear. Jesus brings truth. The enemy brings fear. In the old moniker, people say fear is false evidence appearing real. Fear, false evidence appearing real. I want to know the truth. I'm a big boy. I can take it. I want to know the truth. Quit lying to me. Why does the government have the right to lie? Why are there governmental secrets? Why does anybody keep a secret? In your own life, why do you keep a secret? Number four. Yes, do this. Declassify the still censored JFK document. How come we are 50 years removed from that, 55 years removed, and still don't know? Why? Because it's going to tell us something, isn't it? It's going to, not only is it going to tell us something, it's going to unveil for us a truth that has been hidden from us, right? And once we know the truth, we're big boys and big girls. We can figure everything out. Number five, declassify any and all documents related to 911. Declassify them. No more government secrets. No more. Declassify them. Well, why do we have government secrets? Oh, because of national security. Are you kidding me? Are you really kidding me? Do you really believe in today's society? Mark Trump's not in here. I'd ask him, do you believe that there's anything the Russians don't know about us? Do you really believe that? Are there any such thing as governmental secrets? No. They want to keep us from not knowing it. They want it because they're playing a game on us, right? Evil men crept in unawares, right? What's it say here? For many deceivers have entered into the world. Let's get the truth out there. Six, declassify any and all docs related to deep state false flag terrorism. Let's just have it all, everything. Give it to us all. Let us do it all, man. Let's go to all these bombings that have been going on. Let's know. Wow. Boy. Seven, declassify any and all documents related to the MKUltra and Monarch mind control. This is real. Dizdar has told us about it. Dizdar has done research on it. Tom Dunn has done research on it. David Arthur's beginning to dabble in it. I know others who've docked him. This MKUltra Monarch mind control is a real thing. Project Mockingbird is a real thing. Declassify it so we can see what in the hell they've been doing to us. Why do they get the right to keep these secrets? Eight, declassify any and all documents proving Barack Obama and the deep state are ISIS terrorists and expose the Syria false flags. Just open it up. Let us know exactly what happened. Why those guys died in Benghazi. Why those four, why we didn't send help for those four guys in Benghazi. Open it all up. Syria, what really took place in the Arab Spring? Why is this secret? It ain't secrets. They all, our enemies all know what we did. Nine, declassify any and all documents related to Area 51 and the secret space program. That's tinfoil hat. Well, let's do this. Let's open up all the information on it, and then we know whether we have a tinfoil hat on or not. The only reason there's a tinfoil hat is because they won't let us know. And 10, declassify any and all documents related to Nikola Tesla and alternative energy sources. Wow, 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 wow.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
Just a note on why am I getting an echo? A note on Tesla. He invented a death ray. He had directed energy weapons. He knew how to make them. He knew how to make directed energy weapons. It's written about it. He wrote about it. He called it a death ray. So it's real.
Folks, if you read this commentary, not just the top 10, if you just read it, it presents evidence. This is out there. This is just hidden from us. This is just blue pill stuff. That's all it is.
to keep us boxed in. And if Americans really understood what was going on, how about if they told us the truth about declassify everything on the Federal Reserve? That is what? That's national secrets? Are you kidding me? Okay, now Jared, I'm gonna play you this. Because here's why I continue to have faith in Donald Trump. Because not the other one, Jared, bottom one. Because I believe this. So far, I haven't found him to be a liar. I found him that most times when he says something, he does something. That's why December 5th today is supposed to be a big day. The FISA document's supposed to be unveiled. A lot of things are supposed to go on. But see, things happen so fast here in the Matrix that we lose sight of them. Most of you, this is not, by the way, this was done in 2016, 2 years ago. Donald Trump was running for president. And I want you to listen to what he said 2 years ago. Just like we heard when he said 6 years ago, why is Obama hiding all this past, right? Okay, this is about 5 minutes. It says, this video will get Donald Trump reelected. I don't care about that. That's not the point of why we're watching it. I want you to listen and understand what he knows and see if he's going to make that happen. Go ahead, Jared.
Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. The Washington establishment and the financial and media corporations that fund it exist for only one reason: to protect and enrich itself. The establishment has trillions of dollars at stake in this election. For those who control the levers of power in Washington and for the global special interest, they partner with these people that don't have your good in mind. Our campaign represents a true existential threat like they haven't seen before. This is not simply another four-year election. This is a crossroads in the history of our civilization that will determine whether or not we, the people, reclaim control over our government. The political establishment that is trying to stop us is the same group responsible for our disastrous trade deals, massive illegal immigration, and economic and foreign policies that have bled our country dry. The political establishment has brought about the destruction of our factories and our jobs as they flee to Mexico, China, and other countries all around the world. It's a global power structure that is responsible for the economic decisions that have robbed our working class, stripped our country of its wealth, and put that money into the pockets of a handful of large corporations and political entities. This is a struggle for the survival of our nation. And this will be our last chance to save it. This election will determine whether we are a free nation or whether we have only the illusion of democracy, but are in fact controlled by a small handful of global special interests rigging the system, and our system is rigged. This is reality. You know it, they know it, I know it, and pretty much the whole world knows it. The Clinton machine is at the center of this power structure. We've seen this firsthand in the WikiLeaks documents in which Hillary Clinton meets in secret with international banks to plot the destruction of U.S. sovereignty in order to enrich these global financial powers, her special interest friends, and her donors. Honestly, she should be locked up. The most powerful weapon deployed by the Clintons is the corporate media, the press. Let's be clear on one thing. The corporate media in our country is no longer involved in journalism. They're a political special interest, no different than any lobbyist or other financial entity with a total political agenda. And the agenda is not for you, it's for themselves. Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe. They will lie, 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 and then again, they will do worse than that. They will do whatever's necessary. The Clintons are criminals. Remember that. This is well documented. And the establishment that protects them has engaged in a massive cover-up of widespread criminal activity at the State Department and the Clinton Foundation in order to keep the Clintons in power. They knew they would throw every lie they could at me and my family and my loved ones. They knew they would stop at nothing to try to stop me. Nevertheless, I take all of these slings and arrows gladly for you. I take them for our movement so that we can have our country back. I knew this day would arrive. It's only a question of when. And I knew the American people would rise above it and vote for the future they deserve. The only thing that can stop this corrupt machine is you. The only force strong enough to save our country is us. The only people brave enough to vote out this corrupt establishment is you, the American people. Our great civilization has come upon a moment of reckoning. I didn't need to do this, folks, believe me. I built a great company and I had a wonderful life. I could have enjoyed the fruits and benefits of years of successful business deals and businesses for myself and my family instead of going through this absolute horror show of lies, deceptions, malicious attacks. Who would have thought? I'm doing it because this country has given me so much and I feel so strongly that it's my turn to give back to the country that I love. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
Now, before I open it up for comments, this, folks, this is on record. He's already said this stuff. Does he now go back and say, well, the Clintons weren't criminals. There really wasn't a cabal. What does he do? That's why I think, as Vinny said at the start of the show, December 5th, we're sitting on the precipice of something unbelievable. And we're going to have to make a decision, Americans. Do we want truth or do we want to continue to swallow that blue pill and eat whatever kind of sandwich they give us? Come on in. Somebody come in.
Hey, Coach.
Yep,
Dave. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. If you're good. I was going to say that I think he believes what he just said there. The problem is, I don't think he realized how deep this thing is, and kind of like what I heard on Hagman the other night. He's trying to clean out the swamp, like clean out a septic tank with a Dixie cup. But he also said something very important. He said, "I need you." And what I hear is the church has to rise up and take its responsibility and take its role and proclaim the truth and fight. But, you know, we're not doing that. We're just sitting back watching things happen. And I think that's where it is right now. It's up to us.
Well, Paul, yeah. can you believe that we still don't know the truth about the Kennedy assassination 58, 55 years later? I mean, it's craziness, isn't it? This information... Still can't know that.
Where we've got to demand that. We've got to demand it of our Congress and demand it. And just tell these bums to open up the books. You know, we're the ones that run. We're supposed to be supposedly run the country, but we're not.
We're not interested in truth. Come on in, Chad.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say right along with Paul here. See, it's the same problem that's in our churches, that is the same problem we have with the politicians. Now, you would not tolerate your loved one lying to you.
No.
You wouldn't tolerate somebody you're dating to lie to you. And this, your boss, your employees, the people underneath you, you wouldn't tolerate that. You'd fire them and be done with them. If they were stealing, if they were cheating, if they were undermining your operation, you would not tolerate that. You'd get rid of them, you'd cut them out of there. You would disassociate yourself from that. So what do we do as politicians? We if their lips are moving, how do you know a politician is lying? Because their lips are moving. Why do we tolerate it?
That's the ticket. That's right. The church tolerates.
Why are we not out? Okay, that's right, Dave. But we should see, where are the burning torches and the pitchforks? I mean, those people in Egypt many years ago, 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, there were millions of them in the town square demanded that their leadership be held accountable and change it back. They quit their jobs and everything. Everything shut down. And we're just not willing to do that.
It's happening in France right now as well, Ted, by the way. Good point. Anybody else? Come on in. Got 5 minutes left here. See, it's the church. It's the church, right? The church is the church is the standard bearer of truth. We're the standard bearer of truth. And instead, what is the church monkeying around with? What does the church spend all of its time monkeying around with? Meaningless. Individual.
Your best stuff. Life now.
Right.
But you know, busy work. It's just busy work. You know, that's all it is. The church is just, it's just peddling. It's ineffective.
Yep.
We've made, like you were talking about yesterday, we made the gospel like a fairy tale.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderland, you know, once upon a time, you know, instead of realizing this is reality.
So what do? Rather than our pastors confronting our evil elected representatives, we ask them to protect us. Give us a pastor protection act, right? If that isn't bowing our knee to the Antichrist, I don't know what is, right? So go ahead.
It's all about the money, Dave. I mean, the scripture says, well, we got to have money to survive, okay? But for the love of money is the root of all evil. And this is going back time and time again. Every direction you see this, this is going back to the for the love of the money.
Well, of course it is, Kevin, because the church loves money.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
I got just a little bit different perspective. I agree that the church is that's the key. But here's the deal. Donald Trump, here's what we know. From day one, he surrounded himself with deep state people. Now, why has he done that? I don't know. But this I know is fact. He has at least 50% of the American public that want him to do all the things we want to do. So at some point, it's time to put up or shut up, because he does have a mandate from the majority of the American people to start locking these thieves and righting some of these wrongs. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I believe so, too. That's what I wrote 2 weeks ago. We're going to know soon. It's put up or shut up time. Remember, folks, if you don't remember, what's the theme of today? Truth applies outside the Bible, fellas. The truth is critical. Not only is the truth critical in the scriptures and in the church, truth is critical outside of the church. Truth is paramount in government. If we don't have truth in government, we don't have government.
Amen.
If we don't have truth in education, we don't have education. If we don't have truth in media, we don't have media. If we don't have truth in church, we don't have church. It's all about church, and we need to demand truth all across the spectrum. Get our noses out of the Bible and apply the Bible to the world.
Amen, brother. You know what it is? We don't have material witness against Hillary Diane Ron Clinton, the pantsuit war pig, but it's possible that we actually do, because I believe that someone survived one of her attempts to kill them. And we're going to find that out very soon, I believe.
Yeah, but we got all kinds of evidence on her that could already be locking her. I wouldn't have gotten away with it. Go ahead, Joe. I heard you coming in.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know how you sometimes motivate somebody with a slap or,
yeah,
you know, revoke 501(c).
Mm.
That'll take care of
it. It might, Joe, but I think they're cowards by nature.
Joe, I know, but see, Trump got up there before he got elected, and he had over a thousand of these evangelical leaders from across the country gathered into one location there in New York, and he said, I'll do away with the 501(c)(3) program, and no one clapped. No one.
No, they want to hide
the chickens.
They're chickens.
Right, the chickens.
So for many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Boys and girls, it's a battle for truth. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.